Siyabonga Praxedis Jeremiah. Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 coming to you live from the Voice of America on Tuesday, November 3, 2015. And this is your number one youth show, The Connection. I am Tungamili Nkomo.
And I am Tatenda Gumbo.
Tonight, we hear how some unemployed youths are now volunteering their skills for free to develop their areas thanks to job shortages.
Let's get talking live on our social media platforms. Find us on Facebook at VOA Studio 7. We are also on Twitter at Studio 7 VOA. We can also get things going on our WhatsApp number, and that number is 001-202-465-0318.
If you want to contribute live on air, please give us your number at the following number. You can call us at the following number, rather than we'll call you back. And that number is 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Of course, we are also streaming live on the internet right now. You can find us at voazimbabwe.com, voandebele.com, and last but not least, on voashona.com.
Again, this is your youth forum, The Connection, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
A recent group of graduates have formed an organization committed to serving their communities for free as they seek ways to cope with the country's unemployment problem. Known as the Game Changers Group, 19 graduates from Bindura State University say this will allow them to build their experience, skills, and profiles.
Zimbabwe churns out thousands of university and college graduates every year. Unfortunately, most of them end up on the streets without a job or anything to eke out a living. And volunteering their skills for free is the last thing that might be on their minds as they grapple with the daily struggles of a depleted economy. So tonight, we focus on programs young people, employed or unemployed, can do to contribute positively to their communities.
So if you want to take up this issue with our panel of experts, we invite you at home to call us right now to air your views. You can also, Ntunga, of course, send us a message on our WhatsApp. I think that's the best thing, right? It's quick and simple, of course. And that number, again, is 001-202-465-0318.
WhatsApp is the way. Lichona njani makaya ikutibana lamhlanje kungolwesibili kuhlelo The Connection uhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Lamhlanje sikhangela udaba lokusilela kwemsebenzi elizweni kakhulu kubontanga. Siyabona kulabanye abakade befunda ekolishini leBindura State University abathe ngokuqeda baswele imisebenzi bagcine sebebumba inhlanganiso bathi hayi madoda labo sisi njengoba singasebenzi lapha kuyini esingakwenza ukubana lathi sithuthukise isigaba esihlala kizo. Babumba ke leyo nhlanganiso njalo bayasebenza benza okuhlelo esithiyeneyo ezigabeni zabo ukuthuthukisa nje isigaba sakho kungela mpatalo lokho kuthiwa yi-volunteerism. Kwaziwa ibatereri kusangana ukomo chirongwa chebe chidigi chirongwa The Connection. Nasi tiri kutarisa nyaya kushayegwa kwe mabasa munyika chitarisa. Zvikuru sei kuti vechidiki vanenge vapedza zvidzidzo zvavo vanowanikwa vasina mabasa. Tichitaura iye zvino izvo pane vanga vachidzidza paBindura State University mwedzi mishoma yapfuura. Saka vakapedza chikoro ndokuumba sangano rinonzi Game Changers Group. Apo vanoita mabasa akasiyana siyana eku developa naraunda dzavo pasina ma payments. Saka ndonyati kutarisa nhasi kuti seve chidiki muchishanda musingashandi zvii zvamungaita kubatsirawo nharaunda dzamuri.
Thank you. Then Tunga, let's just read some quick messages as we get our guests on air. Coming from our WhatsApp subscribers, we've been sending their messages. Many of them are very excited about this idea that the Game Changers group has come up with. We have Pygus, who says it's a noble idea and should be encouraged throughout the country. We also have Matthew, who says it requires a spirit of dedication and commitment to work for free as a need to also survive. As a graduate since 2012, I am yet to be employed. Have embarked on selling cell phones and accessories together with durable solar lanterns from the U.S. Let's just quickly read another one from Ed Moore, who says a Game Changers group is a brilliant idea, considering that they are helping the entire respective communities without payment. This will go a long way of alleviating and uplifting the local areas. This will also encourage other graduates to follow suit.
Indeed, those are some of the comments sent to us by listeners from various localities in Zimbabwe and elsewhere on our WhatsApp number. We have our guests right now. Who do we have, Ms. T?
Yes, Ntunga, we have the chairperson of that, what is being called the brilliant idea itself. That is Adam Tafadzwa Mukushi of the Game Changers Group. Adam Tafadzwa, thank you for joining us.
Okay, thank you.
And of course, you may have heard some of the comments that are coming from our listeners, where they are saying that your idea for the Game Changers group is quite brilliant. What's your reaction to that?
We are very happy that the youth in Zimbabwe are appreciating our initiative, and we hope it's not just an appreciation, a talk appreciation, but we hope to see many other graduates joining our group and making a change in our communities.
Tafadzwa, what exactly are you guys doing? What projects or programs are you engaged in?
Yeah, as I said earlier, the group is starting. So we are still in the process of setting up structures for social change, but we aim to visit prisoners, support prisoners, because we believe in prisons there are a lot of brilliant people. Some of them are graduates. Some of them were undergraduates when they were arrested. And we are also planning on helping street kids, because we know that there is no opportunities as compared to other children who live at home, children from children's homes, the elderly and the women mostly.
And how difficult has it been, Tafadzwa, to secure a job after college?
It has been very difficult because the economic situation is deteriorated, and it is still deteriorating. So the opportunities are very, very few.
Thank you there, Tafadzwa Chimbamira Akopa line. Ntunga, we have our other guest on the line here. That is Divine Dube, who is a Mandela Washington Fellowship alumni. Divine, thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, very much. Very much welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Dube, volunteerism, I know we spoke earlier, but you were saying this is a good idea, but again, for some, it might not be ideal. Otherwise, how do you volunteer your skills on an empty stomach? Can you elaborate on that point?
Yeah, Yeah, you know, Mr. Nkomo, the issue of volunteerism in Zimbabwe is a very, I would say, a controversial issue in court, because when you compare countries like America, you know, when you volunteer, you get a stipend to cater for basic living. But here in Zimbabwe, when you volunteer, you get totally nothing. So the motivation for young people to volunteer is totally not there as such. Most of them are not keen to take any initiative where they will not get anything. So when you talk of volunteerism in Zimbabwe, where the economy is so down, that even institutions that otherwise are supposed to provide small allowances for young people to engage in activities where they will be able to develop their skills, especially those who have just completed their A-levels or those who are just from college graduates, it's very difficult. So volunteerism in Zimbabwe, I think, is a phenomenon which is far from being embraced, considering that when you talk of volunteerism, you're not talking about a scenario where you will just donate your expertise or donate your work without getting anything in return.
Mm-hmm. But of course, what the Game Changers group is trying to change that mindset. Divine, when you were here in the States, you spoke about the issue of volunteerism as you've seen it here in the U.S. You know, that model of the issue of stipend, do you think that the youth would still be open to doing this process without being paid to at least engage in what they've learned at university or college level, maybe bringing up their skills?
Yeah, I think as a community development practitioner, I see nothing wrong with volunteering in any community initiative, especially when the end result is bringing social development within your community. So as a Mandela Washington Fellow, what I learned very much is that when you engage in social development projects within a community, you don't need to expect anything in return. And that is the same idea that we've been trying to inculcate within our youth, that when you engage in what we call community development, you do so because you want to see your community developing. You want to see your community changing for the better. And that is the same culture which we're trying to bring down here in Zimbabwe, to share with young people, to say, look, when you're just from college, when you've just completed your ordinary levels or A-levels, you need to participate in these activities where you don't expect to be paid in return, but where you will be able to sharpen your skills, share your expertise, and at the same time, bring social change, positive change within your community. But then, as I've already said, you know, when these young people, what I've seen, what I've learned, when these young people engage in volunteer activities, what they expect is that maybe they will get something in return, cash or kind, or maybe when an opportunity arises, they will be able maybe to be hired permanently. But, you know, the situation here in Zimbabwe is not conducive for that. Mm-hmm. So usually when a young person, volunteers, take their time and sacrifice their expertise, they don't get anything in return. They may sharpen their skills, but what next? You see? So that's the point which I'm driving. But otherwise, I feel that the idea, the ideology of volunteerism has to be inculcated here in Zimbabwe because it's a phenomenon which most young people shy away from. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, the Divine. We also have Vaki Zanani Dube on the line of the organization Active Youth Zimbabwe. And we know this is an organization that campaigns for a drug-free youth. Mm-hmm. Vaki Zanani, good evening. Hello, Vaki Zanani Dube.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Yes, we are talking volunteerism and young people today. How noble is this concept? Especially from your perspective, when we look at, you know, trying to keep young people off the streets and off trouble.
Yes, we as the Active Youth Zimbabwe really are not against volunteerism. We actually applaud volunteerism and encourage it. We realize that even as we are speaking right now, as Active Youth Zimbabwe, we are an organization that is engaged in volunteerism, where we are trying to conscientize the youth in order to for them to live a drug-free life. However, we have often realized that when it comes to terms of sharing the national cake, this thing of volunteerism is now being used as a scapegoat. You are going to realize that you are made to work so thoroughly hard, and then in the end, you get nothing. But as a youth also, when you go to school, for example, and we maybe borrow from what Divine has just said, when you go to school, you also expect that in return you get something. But in the end, you realize that you just contributed to your labor and you get nothing. Yes, when you are volunteering and you are expecting your community to go forward, that becomes good, because when you get results, the results are not only meant for the good of the community, but they are meant for your good also, because you are just part of that community which you need, which you want to get going forward.
Thank you there, Bakizanani Dube. Please do stay on the line. Silo mlaleli lapha ecingweni. Udebra Ndlovu eBotswana. Siya kwamukela kuhlelo, Debra.
Eh.
Ugunjani eBotswana?
EBotswana, right.
Yebo, so ungenele kuhlelo ungasiphathisa. Iyatholakala emsebenzini khona ngapha.
Ay, umsebenzi akula.
Wena uyasebenza?
Ay, mina angisebenzi, ngihlalele ekhaya.
Ekhaya ngaphi, eBotswana kumbe eZimbabwe?
EZimbabwe, kodingo emathile.
Awukahingwe, kunjani gama langu?
Ndi right.
Okay. So awusebenzi, ayivuki imsebenzi even ungazuye Plumtree edolobheni yekoBulawayo.
Ayi, mina ngisebenzi, ngisilima ngabe unayinqola.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that. So akwanisi ukuzenzela?
Hayi, angikwanisi.
Okay, walima lunganani, Debra?
Ngalima la ngine-25 years.
Okay, kathesi uleminyaka emingaki?
Kathesi ngine-27 years.
Okay. Abanye abasakhulayo khona ngapho kohingwe baphila njani bona? Bayathola kokubamba?
Kabatholi kokubamba khona okonje okwezingadi. Mina bengikhalaza kakhulu indlala, kakhulu siyalamba, kakhulu
Yebo, ukhala ngokudla, Debra. Ngakukhalaza kuhulumende labe inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo.
Ayi, njengoba ngikhuluma nje, bengisithi mebili ngathi sizamele okunye nje. Indlala sithone ngendlala nje.
Yebakithi. Lithone ngendlala imula lidlanga lutho.
La bantwana besikolo kabala kudla, sebesithone ekhaya bengahambi esikolo. Akuna ngale abathelela nje ukudla oku okuphekwayo esikolo.
No, thina njengomsakazo silancedi kakhulu uncedo lokudla esingalipha lona, Debra, kodwa umsebenzi wethu ngokusakaza sile themba abantu abangaphathisa uhulumende kanye labenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo. Ngile themba balalele. Siyabonga kakhulu, Debra, ngokungena kuhlelo lwethu.
Hayi, lami ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Well, thank you there. That's a touching story. That's Debra Ndlovu from...
Mina, you...
Yebo ngisobhuku njalo. Hayi nokulungile siyabonga Tebo.
Mamule bile kane kweni basekuni.
Ngubani okhulumayo? Anyway, that there was Deborah Ndlovu, a 27-year-old girl from Hingwe in Plumtree. She was saying she's handicapped. She can't, you know, get a job. She can't do stuff for herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying, you know, she was complaining about the issue of hunger, saying that they didn't eat anything today as a family.
Wow, that
so
is
that's a touching story there.
Very compelling indeed, Ntunga. As you said earlier today, the issue that some of the youth are saying, yes, I would like to volunteer, but how can I volunteer on an empty stomach? That's an issue indeed.
Indeed.
Va
tafadzwa ti dzoke kwa muri muri popa runare.
Wangu
ti tarise nye kusha kwe mabasa, ekushayikwa kwe mabasa munyika, taka verenga na upa weekend apa, mavepa na we urumende. Akanga achitaura yo kuti urumende ya wana marino shika 10 million US dollars, icha basira vechidiki pa kuita ma projects. Kuwana chevu viri. Muri kuiona ose inyai?
Inyai ma project. Inyai ningi ya kana kachaisho. Nukuti ino batira uvano. Chidiki kutuwa tangizu. Nua batira mkatumu penyo wawo. Asi tishitansa norondo. Ye mamiru wakaita ma project. Wakaita sewaya. Tunona kuti asi avasi vanhu vese. Vano wanaka wachibatsirwa nemaprojekti akaita seaya. Kazhinji kacho tinenge tichitarisira kuti vechidiki vanobva kumacommunities asina maopportunities. Vechidiki vasina kuwana dzidzo yakafanana nevamwe nokuda kwehurombo. Ndivo vanokwanisa vanonge vachifanirwa kuti vanyanya kubenefita. But kazhinji kacho tinoona kuti vacho vanozowana maopportunities okuti vabatsirwe nemari dzakaita seidzodzi. Vanhu vagara vanobva kumhuri dzakabudirira. Vanhu vagara vanoti vane zvekuita mukati moupenyu. Saka vazhinji vacho vari mukati mokutambura. Vanongoramba vakadero. Kana kuti vanotowedzera kuramba vachitambura.
Tinotenda mukoma tafadzwa. Rambai makabata parunare. Divine, vakhuluma lapa uhulumende utiswa kutholakala imali engange 10 million. Eza ncedisa abasakhulayo kunhlelo zentuthuko. Siyazo osoke kwenzakala ngaphambilini ngamafanzi futhi kade eqondane labasakhulayo. Uyibona njani linda?
Ya, ngiyakuzwa kwaNkomo. Okwakuqala ukuthi mina ngiyaqala ukuzwa ngaleyo fani. But ukudanisa kakhulu kwezinye izikhathi ukuthi uma uhulumende esithi khona sethole imali efana laleyo. Iphelela ezindaweni ezithile ikakhulu lezo eziseduze le Harare areas surrounding Harare which is the capital, and it's very saddening that marginalized communities which include Plumtree and other areas in Matabeleland they don't get such opportunities sivela kathana kuhlakule zinkule imali okumele zincedise abantanga abazitholi lezo mali. And what I would want to urge our government to do, whenever they claim that they vote such funds, they must allow young people to decide on their own what exactly they want to do with that money. For instance, young people in Plumtree and young people in Zwimba will definitely not engage in the same activities. And those who administer those funds must understand that young people from around the country, in as much as they have similar problems affecting them, but the activities, special livelihood activities or projects which they want to undertake vary. And let me give you an instance. During that Ukonda Youth Fund, the Youth Fund, we heard that those who administer the fund were claiming that young people from Matabeleland would want to engage only in chicken projects. If they want to engage in chicken projects, what's wrong with that? That's what they think is viable within material land, and it's fine. If they want to engage in livestock production, that's fine. That's a project which is viable in that region. So we want our government to be fair, to be honest, to be genuine when it comes to administering those funds. And those funds must be shared equitably. They mustn't favor a certain part of the country, because as young people who are equal, we will face some problems. So that is what exactly I would urge a government. So related to that, I would urge government to set up a tribunal which is going to a neutral body, especially where maybe with equal representation from all regions, to determine how that fund, the $10 million, is going to be distributed amount, and also set come up with a criterion to say how are you going to give out this fund. Yeah, so that's what I would say about that fund, Mr. Mbombo.
Thank you there, Mnumzana Dube. Silo mlaleli lapha ecingweni, Miss T, kulo baba uSibasa koBulawayo. Siya kwamukela kuhlelo, Sibasa.
I think we've lost that line in Tunga.
Okay.
The lines are a bit jealous today, maybe.
I know.
Let's come back to Baki Dzanani. I just wanted to ask you, you know, we had a story here recently talking about youth in Chinoy who were resulting in gambling and betting as a form of employment. You know, your organization is obviously trying to push for youth to stay away from such illicit behavior. But when it becomes an issue of bread and butter issues, how are you able to really get the youth to understand that, you know, it's important for them to stay away from some of these conditions that might be seen as illicit?
Yes, as Active Youth Zimbabwe, we try by all means to reach to youth so that we actually mobilize their minds, so that their minds are always away from such elusive behavior. Sometimes, yes, I would admit that we face challenges, because some of the youth sometimes, as we are talking right now, when you start gathering them up, they liven up thinking that maybe you've got something with you in terms of money that is going to help them get whatever they want to get. But as soon as they realize that you have not yet got anything of that nature, they are going to shun you out sometimes. It's only a few who are going to understand whatever you are up to. And then maybe commenting on that $10 million, which has since been gotten by the government towards the assistance of youth, it is very true that sometimes decisions are going to be imposed on youth. Youth are not really given the autonomy to decide on whatever they want to do. Perhaps it would be very viable and even advantageous to the youth if they were allowed to decide whatever they want with their money. Because you are going to realize that even if we are in slum as youth, you are going to realize that I myself, I got certain aspirations as a youth in slum, which are varied from the next youth there in Flumtree in the same region, let alone somebody from Flumtree versus the other person in Karoi or Chirundi down there. So if the government does not impose us, or the powers be, whoever is in charge, does not impose on us projects, I think that's the better. If we are left behind to decide ourselves,
can we just ask you just to hold on?
Speak of that 10,000.
Can you just hold on one moment?
We are looking at Active Youth Zimbabwe.
Mr. Dube will take a short break. We'll be right back, gentlemen. Please do not go away.
Mm-hmm. And to our radio listeners, as we say goodbye, make sure if you can to join us online at voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, or voaindebele.com. We are going forward with our conversation.